It is Ponderosa Breakfast Club morning. PG-14's John Boggs is standing by at the Ponderosa Restaurant with some special guests this morning. Let's check in with John. John?
Hi, Rob. We have with us this morning Sandy Bupp, Rosie Graepner, and Jim Wachter to talk about the Heritage Festival. And the theme this year is Jake Countyans Go to War. And if you're going to talk about Jake Countyans going to war in Portland, Indiana, there's only one expert you got to call, and that'd be Jim Wachter.
You know what an expert is, don't you?
No, what's that?
It's anybody that's 25 miles away from home and carries a briefcase.
Well, you don't qualify for that because you're close to home, but we know you got a briefcase full of facts about Jake County and the war. How is the Museum of the Soldier going to work with the Heritage Festival?
Well, we're going to do everything we can to help make it a success. We have a lot of, people involved that are very knowledgeable, and also we have, the collection that is just phenomenal of Jay County related people.
You're going to bring some of your stuff from the museum?
We're going to bring some of the things from the museum, have a display set up, and then we're going to incorporate a lot of it in the presentations that go on throughout the day.
Good. I know there's probably a lot of folks here in town who are all well-intentioned and have fully intended to come to the Museum of the Soldier, but still haven't been there. So what a great opportunity for them to come see some of the...
Oh, that's right. And we'll have the museum open the same week, throughout the weekend as well. So if they, as they leave the Heritage Festival, they can come over to the museum and walk through, see the current exhibits that we have up.
How much time? I know you're going to start with the War of 1812, clear up to present-day conflicts. How much time have you invested in getting this information together for the Heritage Festival?
Well, for the Heritage Festival, Rosie and Sandy have put a lot of time into it. I put a lot of mental time into it, but right now I've been so busy with other things that I'm just now getting my part of the act together.
Okay. Well, I know we're sitting here talking about your schedule for that weekend. You're going to be a busy, busy man.
Yeah, that's typical.
This is going to be a little bit different, isn't it? We're going to have stage presentations for each war.
Each time period will have some program related to that time period. I know that Rosie's been working with War of 1812 people, and she's got people coming from Lafayette that are going to be doing some program. We got a good Civil War presentation lined up. And then as we go through the other time periods, we'll have people that represent or have knowledge or were part of, depending on time period, that event.
Okay. And you're going to have some vehicles down there from the museum?
We're going to bring some vehicles down and have those set up. We're going to have that, depending on which ones are running at the time.
Okay. Well, I know you've got to run. Want to make sure we get everything covered with you on this segment before you have to head out, and then we'll talk with Sandy and Rosie.
One of the highlights, and Rosie just reminded me of it, Dr. Gillum, who's been around Jay County since 1954 as a physician and was a World War II veteran involved with B-29s in the Pacific. Mm-hmm. And he was at Guam, and their unit made the last bombing run over Tokyo. And at the end of the war, one Sunday morning, he went out in his Jeep and took color pictures. He had a roll of color film he said he'd saved the whole time. And he took pictures of the nose art, which every airplane, those guys painted nose art on the front of the plane. Mm-hmm. He took pictures of all the nose art on all the planes in his unit. And he said 3 days later, they painted them all out because the war was over and they had to get rid of them. They painted them all out. Well, he had these pictures. And Brian Williamson, who works at the Fort Wayne Museum of Art when he's not in Afghanistan, put together an exhibit of Doc's pictures for the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, and we're going to be bringing that exhibit down here that weekend have it set up. So, and hopefully Doc will be around to just talk about it and to spend some time explaining the pictures. They're phenomenal pictures, and Doc did a great job with it.
And I'm sure when he took them, he didn't know they were going to be painted.
He had no clue. He said, it was a beautiful Sunday morning. We didn't have anything to do. He said, me and another guy took a Jeep, and we just drove down through there. Took his pictures, he said, not knowing that they were going to be painted out. So he literally has the only pictures of this unit's nose art.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And it's very important nationally, too.
Yeah. Well, before we end, and you have to leave, talk a little bit about Brian over in Afghanistan.
Well, Brian's one of our Museum of the Soldier founders, and Brian is the son of Leoris and Betty Williamson from here in Portland. He's been in the National Guard for 27 years. And as a senior master sergeant, and he's tried to get you know, he wanted to get deployed several times and never would do it because he was part of the Indiana National Guard school program. And he's now over there with an ag mission, and he's in Coast Province, and he'll be there until next May. He follows in the footsteps of Larry, the new county agent, and I just blanked on his name. Larry Temple was on the first ag mission, and then and I'm really having senior moments here this morning.
That's okay. That's okay.
The guy that was, he was school principal, Gully. Jeremy Gully was on the fourth, and Brian is on the fifth ag mission. So they've all three, and Brian has the exact same job as Major Gully, so when he was over there, so they're kind of trading it off, but he'll be there until next May when he gets back.
Well, our thoughts are with him, and I know he's doing a good job of making us proud over there.
Yeah, he is.
So, well, Jim, thank you very much. I know you got to run. When we come back after this break, we'll be talking with Sandy Bupp and Rosie Grapner. Back to you, Rob.